Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Interesting story in the news about the Ukraine war being shaped by drones, precision weapons, and electronic jammers, but it is still boots on the ground that take and hold territory, and Russia is counting on overwhelming Ukraine's army with waves of untrained infantry dispatched forward with slim hopes of survival. And Joseph Lindsley standing by to talk with us now in Ukraine. And Joe, they say that this is a costly approach, with Russia losing around 1,200 men dead or wounded every day, but with fewer troops, Ukrainian fighters have to fight smarter, don't they?
Indeed, Bob. Hello from Lviv, a beautiful warm day here in October, sunny day. They call this Baba Nalita in Ukrainian, which means grandmother summer, which is sort of the our, you know, what we would call Indian summer. And you know, I've seen so much of the conferences I attended the past 2 weeks, you know, the great technological advances Ukrainians are making, and they have to have better tech prowess going up against such a massive enemy. And there's evidence that we've heard in the past few days that there actually are North Korean soldiers. We heard rumors of this for months ago, even, but evidence now of North Korean soldiers on the ground in occupied Ukraine, in Russian occupied Ukraine. Russia is looking to other sources to boost its military numbers. And I think you see, you know, for the average Russian soldier, you know, what are they giving their lives to? You know, why are they going into these meat grinders? Every time we hear the stories, which is, you know, pretty infrequently, of a Ukrainian city that Russians claim to have liberated, those cities are, you know, you can look at the pictures of them. They're totally destroyed. There's no life left in the city. It looks like a hurricane hit it, or a nuclear bomb. And so I think these are questions that everyone should be asking, is, you know, whenever we hear of the threats from the Kremlin. But, you know, as you talk about this point of boots on the ground, you know, that is, you know, I mean, the trench warfare, that is so much the nature of this. But there's another part, another aspect of boots on the ground, and this is something I especially have seen in Kharkiv City. And when I was meeting with the British delegation that was here yesterday, they were here to help with mental health efforts. Today is the World Mental Health Day, by the way. One of the questions they were asking me, because these folks stayed in Western Ukraine, they've never seen Eastern Ukraine. And they were asking me about the situation in Kharkiv. And at first, they really had a hard time understanding that city, 30 miles from Russia, could be so full of life, sort of full of patriotic people, people starting businesses, and even people, you know, switching from the Russian to Ukrainian language. And what I've seen in that city of Kharkiv, I know so many people who refuse to leave because they know that their very presence there will make it near impossible, if not impossible, for Russia ever to take over that city. You know, the Russians have been at the gates of the city several times, even going back to 2014, but they've never been able to invade that city, you know, during these past 10 years. And part of that's because the city is full of a different type of boots on the ground. It's full of people who would resist, as we saw in Kyiv in 2022. And so while we speak of the military, you know, Russia has the numerical advantage when it comes to the military. But when it comes to people living in cities, that's the strength that Ukraine has. And as we saw when Ukrainians entered the Kursk region of Russia, there was no civilian opposition whatsoever. So Ukrainians are looking to sort of, you know, both tech, but also the resilience of the human spirit, the people who believe in freedom, as their best hopes until they get better weapons and more permission from Washington.
So these North Koreans, we hear they are military engineers. So are they working with the ballistic missiles against Ukraine?
It seems likely, because when the teams go to the site of missile attacks, more and more frequently, there's evidence of North Korean components in the missiles that are used to hit Ukrainian cities. Very likely so. And we also have the Iranian, you know, continued Iranian drones attacking Ukraine. And this has been a new development these past couple months. But for almost 2 months now, almost every single night, and sometimes even in the daytime, there have been Russia has attacked Ukraine with the Iranian made drones. And I just heard from friends in Odessa, for the fourth night in a row, the port of Odessa, several ports there were pounded by ballistic missiles, some of which could be produced in North Korea, and the drones, which are definitely produced in Iran. And they're killing port workers, you know, people that are trying to ship grain around the world. Ships that are registered in other countries are being hit during these attacks in the Odessa port. So it's not just Ukrainians being hit. There was a what was it? I'm looking at. Oh, and then in Chornomorsk, this little city that I visited, from which I reported to you several weeks ago, Chornomorsk is a port city near Odessa, and even some of the buildings I visited have been destroyed in the past several days in this increased number of attacks. And it does seem that the Russians are, you know, they can't control the Black Sea, but they're trying to stop these shipments of grain by hitting the port infrastructure here in Ukraine.
Here's a message for you that we got on the text line. Hi, Bob. Could you repeat the name of the Ukrainian military singing group and how to reach their touring schedule? Thank you. I love to hear Joseph Lindsley. Do you have that information, Joe?
Yeah, well, the easiest way, if you follow me at JP Lindsley, I'll post continue to post updates of the cultural forces. Their trip has been a bit chaotic the past days because they were scheduled to be in the places that are being hit right now by Hurricane Milton. So it is they have to make a lot of adjustments. But being guys that have survived the battlefield, they're used to that. And we'll continue to post their stories. They do have some pretty interesting events coming up. So they're called the Cultural Forces. It's part of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. And if you follow me at JP Lindsley, you can see those updates. And speaking of Ukrainian soldiers, I think with this Sunday, October 13th, is the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And among the participants is Roman Kasper. He's a Ukrainian soldier. He lost a leg to a landmine. When he was 19, he signed up to fight in 2016 because the Russians had first invaded eastern Ukraine in 2014. So as a 19-year-old, he signed up to fight. Soon after that, he lost his leg. He got a prosthetic leg, and he returned to the battle. And then he said, after he lost his leg, he vowed to himself, I will live an even more active life than I did before the injury. Wow. And now he's run. This will be his fifth major marathon, including Berlin and Tokyo. And so if you want, you can cheer him on between 100 South Wacker, 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. There'll be a cheering section for Roman Kasper. And he's also since been training Ukrainian military in the current fight in the East, and he'll be running the Chicago Marathon this Sunday.
I love it. Such an inspiration. We also want to remind you that links to Joseph Lindsley's social media are posted on the Surratt Show page at WGNRadio.com. Thank you, Joseph. And, you know, you always fill us in on the scope of that war and how it affects so many and so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.